Good afternoon. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It's morning for some of you, and evening for some of you, and the middle of the night for some of you, but it's now for all of us, isn't it? We are meeting in this now moment in time. We're talking yesterday about, or last time we visited this way, about how non-physical is focused with you at all times. And what we really mean to say by that is that it's always now, isn't it? It's always now. It's always now. Wherever you're focused is now. As you are focused in your now, you may be giving your attention to things that have already manifested. That's normal. Observing with your physical senses. Or you may be feeling with your emotional guidance system. You may be feeling through your ability to feel vibration. You might be feeling the vibrational reality that we call the vortex. You might be focused there. In your now, you can give your attention to either of that, what you think is or what we think is. We have a little convincing to do to get you to come with us to the understanding that the vibrational reality is now, because since it hasn't manifested, you don't want to call it now, but it's now, and it's magnificent. The energy movement within it is enormous. And more, as you are tuning to it, are finding yourself a vibrational match to that. If that's what you're doing, then these are exciting times for you, because the vibration of your vortex or vibrational reality, the energy of it, the momentum of it, the movement of it, the creative movement of it, the creativity within it, the impulse power, the re-energizing power, the revitalizing power, the power of focus, it's big. And so when you focus there, you can feel the exhilaration of that in more profound ways than ever before, not just because contrast, like when you're hungry, when you eat, it is extra good. It's that sort of contrast also. But it's not just because of the contrast of where you could be focusing, which doesn't feel as good, and then when you focus forward, what you call forward and what we call present tense now into your vortex, you can feel the exhilaration of that. It's not just because it's relief to you from something else. It is also because the energy of it is so very much more. A time of heightened creativity, a time of heightened awareness of where your focus is. It's a time of heightened awareness of how much of who you really are, or maybe all that you really are, you are allowing. Jerry said often that what he wanted to put on the spine of all of the books that could be seen in the bookstore was self-help from your total self. And that's what we're talking about here. So it's nice to have an opportunity to visit with you. It's nice to feel you and know you in your unique and powerful now. You're different in every moment, you know. And collectively speaking, you are different in every moment. The energy stream that you are radiating is different in every moment. So your point of attraction is different in every moment. And what we would like to say to you, since the last time we visited like this, and the last time that we felt so many of you focusing with us in this way, since the last time that we did that, you are in a more allowing state of being, which means the vibration of you right here, right now, has become more your total self. You know, we're not asking you to be that in every moment. That would take away from the step one important aspects of your creation, wouldn't it? So step one matters, but step one is you ask. Step two is source answers. Step three is you receive. Step four is you get really practiced at it. And that's what we meant. You are more practiced at it now than you were last time we did this together. And then step five is you're having a step one moment, but it's not bothering you like it once did. You're having a moment more like your inner being has, one of those compassionate moments where you're looking at contrasting things, but you are not feeling the contrast of the contrasting things in the way that you maybe have before, because you are more your total self, and your total self does not acknowledge contrast in the same way that you, your pinched off self does. And so we like acknowledging in a way that you can hear it, that you are becoming more and more your total self. That's a wonderful thing. We ask you for some questions, and you sent them. And Esther had such a good time with us reading through them, reading all of them, with us flagging those that we could feel most appropriate for this discussion. Just not long ago, we did that flagging, and Esther enlarged the print so that she could see it easily and printed it so that we could read it through her eyes easily, so that we could have a comfortable conversation. And so let's get to some of those really good questions. We like who you are. We like what's going on with you. I am a designer. I'm a creative person. I'm a creator. I'm really an artist. I'm wearing my bedroom slippers in life now, not my artist shoes. I feel like this exciting time period is an opportunity to put my artist shoes on and walk in the life that I was meant to walk in. The amount of time and the distance from others feels like a fabulous gift. What's holding me back? I live in an ideal environment. Over time, I've feathered my nest perfectly. What holds me back from that creativity now? Most important, because there is your vortex, it's important for you to acknowledge you are not holding back. Your vortex version is active. That total self of you is active. The cooperative components are being gathered. That's not being held back. But we know what you mean. You mean, why am I not feeling the impulse or the inspiration to move in some direction? Why is what's going on in the vortex not yet being received by me in a way that I feel an impulse to move? Well, there is only one reason, and that reason is resistance. And don't freak out when we say that to you. It's that the frequency of your vortex is still at a higher vibration than your normal vibrational patterning. And so usually what that means is your observation of what's going on around you is more resistant in nature than you are wanting to acknowledge that it is. We've been saying to you, we like your words. Over time, I've feathered my nest. We know you are appreciating from time to time. But there is a misunderstanding of what the impulse feels like. In other words, nothing's holding you back. It's just that you're not letting what's calling you forward really be received by you, and you're not being the cooperative component that is being called forward. And the reason that you're not, right now, being the cooperative component that calls you forward is because you're trying too hard. You're trying to be called. You're trying to think your way forward. You're trying to figure it out. And that is introducing resistance. You are a creative person, and you are being called. And so what we are encouraging you to focus upon is a little more step three-ing. In other words, think about being in the receiving mode. The receiving mode. And not the receiving mode of these impulses, these creative impulses that you are waiting for. The receiving mode of anything and everything, and let every impulse you feel about anything be known by you to be the receiving mode. In other words, let your creativity, let yourself accept that some of your creativity is flowing toward appreciating of your feathered nest. Some of it is flowing toward something that you might be doing in this moment, like preparing a meal or making a phone call. In other words, creativity is flowing. Don't put yourself in a position where you are so wanting the creativity to flow in a specific way that if that's not the receiving that you're getting right now, that you then assume that you're not in a creative mode when you are. So just for a little while, accept that the creative mode might be happening right now and that any impulse that you have about anything is the creative mode. And before you know it, the momentum of your allowing yourself to accept that you are in the creative mode will allow enough momentum to happen that you will feel an impulse that you cannot deny. It's for sure. Nothing's holding you back. Nothing is holding you back. Nothing is holding you back. My question is, how can I keep myself in the vortex when all of my loved ones are so scared? I want to support them and tell them that all is well, but not be emotionally drained by my communication with them. And so this is a little bit tricky business, especially if you are trapped, sequestered. There might be softer words, especially if you have the opportunity to be close to those that you care about, or in case you have the opportunity to visit with them through your many ways of voice and email and Facebook and things like that. How can I keep myself in the vortex when all of my loved ones are so scared? By not giving attention to them in their fear. Now, that's not easy, and that's not what we're asking you to do, but that is the direct answer to your question. You cannot give attention to someone who is frightened without activating resistance within you. It is as simple as saying you can't focus on that and that at the same time. So it's all right for you to give some of your attention to that, and it is certainly a wonderful thing when you're able to soothe them. And the other day we were encouraging you to dart in and dart out. Don't let them hold you there. But aren't you noticing that when you are feeling good and you are talking to someone who isn't, that there is a seeming desire on their part? It's not deliberate or intentional, but it is happening where they feel a need to convince you that you should feel bad too. And part of it's because they believe that if you're not afraid, you won't do the right thing. It's sort of the way most sales happens in your world today. You have to be convinced of a terrible outcome before you will do the right thing, is what most are thinking. And while that is not at all true, it is some of what's going on with them. But the bigger answer that we really want you to hear, because we want you to remember that it's attraction, attraction, attraction. It's always attraction. So you are attracting from them what they are giving you, which seems inconceivable to you because you don't want it. You don't want their concerns and their worry. You don't want those conversations. But you have expectations of them, therefore you are attracting them. And so what you're wanting to do is to get out ahead of it. That's why we like segment intending so much. Preparing yourself vibrationally before you walk into the segment called interaction with one of them, so that you are in a vibrational point of attraction before you enter that atmospheric place, before you enter that observable place, before you enter that place where what they are saying or what they are feeling is being observed by you. So you have the option of getting yourself into this place that you're describing in the vortex, feeling good. You have the option of getting yourself there and getting enough momentum going within you by allowing yourself to stay focused there rather than upon things that you're worrying about long enough that you're really tuned into who you are. And when you are really tuned into who you are, you can maintain it long enough for a brief conversation with anyone. Coronavirus and Abraham Now came together magnificently with an unsettling medical diagnosis I recently got. I'm writing magnificently because of your focus on health in these sessions that is in direct response to my current asking. Your process, number 21, talking about the Ask and It Is Given book, your process called reclaiming one's natural state of health feels soothing. But I noticed that my energy shifts drastically upwards when Esther starts flowing Abraham's energy in these life sessions. I immediately feel energized, and even literally my literal eyesight improves for the period of time of the session. How do I keep connected to this energy stream myself? And yes, I meditate. The really important thing to focus upon in all of this is that you know when you're in alignment and you know when you're not. And we really want you to not beat up on yourself when you're not, because it doesn't do any good. And when you are not in alignment and you are feeling some concern, then remember that you are calibrating more into your vibrational reality, so good things are happening anyway. We want you to know that we can feel a good balance within you. We are not worried about you, not one bit. And it's not just because we don't worry about you ever. What we mean to say by that, and the reason that Esther translated it in that way, was really meaning to say, you don't need to worry either. But then that's always our message to you, isn't it? And so just be easy about it. We'd like it that you feel uplifted when you are focused upon a condition like this broadcast that makes you feel better. And we know that this deep question is about wanting to be able to do that anytime, that you don't want to be dependent upon this situation. But, you know, there isn't anything wrong for looking for reasons to feel good. In other words, there's nothing wrong with being conditional. There's nothing wrong with being conditional if the conditional you're wanting to be is looking for reasons to feel good. You're just wanting to be alert that you don't want the condition to rule you, that you don't want conditions that you can't control to overtake you. And you're not doing that. You are not doing that. On a recording, I believe I heard Abraham say something to the effect that we have all the stuff inside our bodies related to an illness, related to all illnesses all the time. But an illness is only activated if, through our individual negative focus, we remain out of the vortex for long enough for the illness to reach physical manifestation. So this apparently means if an individual remains in the vortex most of the time, they cannot possibly contract the illness. Is that correct? Well, there is a bit of a flawed premise presented here. And the flawed premise goes like this. If I'm in the vortex all the time, which no one ever is who is physically focused. All right, so then if I'm in the vortex most of the time, well, even that is not something that while you're in your physical form that you are likely to do. You could be in the vortex getting really good at it 70% of the time or a bit more. We would call you step four then, in the receiving mode and practicing it so much of the time. But the flawed premise that we really want to point out is don't make the assumption that you do not want or that you have not asked through your vortex for some contrast that gives you clarity on some things. In other words, don't be so quick to call this or that a bad thing that you don't want. Instead, let yourself know that your inner beings know what you prefer and what you don't know, and that sometimes what you prefer is something even bigger than what you think you don't want, and what you think you don't want might be the path of least resistance to something bigger that you do want. So you sort of get what we're talking about here? Don't be so quick to evaluate and then call yourself inappropriate in your attraction, because you are always on track, it is always unfolding, and things are always working out for you. We liked those sort of diminishing of flawed premises. My question is from your last broadcast, where you reassured all of us of the solutions already present to what is our outdated now. Good word, outdated. We'll keep that one. You've mentioned before the powerful calling from each of our billions of physical cells, and I've been feeling such trust and clear communication of my physical cells' needs, wants, and desires, that I have felt enormous relief and soothing, that if I truly listen to my inner self, that my own billions of cells have access to infinite solutions, as well as from any atmospheric fear of demise from catching any virus. Your mention of vaccines, though, brought up a flicker of resistance and doubt. I trust that any vaccines created as solutions will match the vibrations of those that I feel they are. This sentence is a little confusing. I trust that any vaccines created as solutions will match the vibrations of those that I feel that are desired solutions to the virus. And I trust that if I am also guided by my inner being to use a vaccine if needed, that I will gladly and fully appreciate it. However, I'd like further clarity as to whether a vaccine is truly necessary for all physical beings when we are aligned in the deep knowing of the divine perfection and resiliency of our physical apparatus. We chose this question because there were several questions about discomfort about vaccines, and we want to let you know that the answer to this question is, a vaccine necessary for one who is connected? The answer to that is no. There is nothing more beneficial than to be in a steady, a lot of the time, connection with the replenishing of source energy. Because your cells have been asking, and when you get to that replenishing mode on a regular basis, then your cells receive what they know they need and what they are asking for. And so that is happening. But the vaccine is a good thing for those, as you suggested here, who aren't thinking about an inner being and aren't thinking about a replenishing mode, who don't yet know that they have this chemical factory that will produce for them whatever they are needing or wanting in any point in time. And so when we speak favorably about a vaccine, we're speaking of both vaccines. We're speaking of the well-being that your vortex provides for you vibrationally, and we're also speaking of something that is offered in your physical realm that could be of advantage to you. Sometimes people worry about things like that. One time some years ago, a woman who is a photographer was talking about the thick glasses that she was wearing. And she wanted to do some underwater photography, and her glasses were not comfortable in that situation. And so she was beating up on herself, thinking that she should just be able to restore her eyesight so that she no longer needed those glasses or that enhancement of her vision. And we said, we understand what you're getting at, and that's always the option. We're always encouraging you to tune into who you are for the enhanced experience that gives you. But we are also encouraging you to allow yourself to benefit by the enhancements of your environment. In other words, if you really took that to an extreme, we think we would see you at your stove pounding at your counter, pounding rocks together to try to make fire instead of just turning on the beneficial contraption that your environment has created out of your wanting. And so just don't get too carried away in all of this. And most important, don't push against anything. If there are those who feel that they want and need a vaccine, don't push against them. Be glad for them that there's something that's giving them some relief. And if you don't feel that you need it, then be glad for you that you have that sort of assurance coming forth from within you. There is no right or wrong in any of this. Everybody should not get the vaccine, and everyone should not get the vaccine. In other words, it's the path of most allowance for you. Whatever feels the best to you is the path of most allowance. And the path of most allowance is what tunes you to the frequency of who you really are. In other words, think about it. If the vaccine gives you ease, and that ease lines you up with who you are, so that your cells now are receiving the benefit of your being lined up, then that vaccine helped you in more ways than one. Yes? These are good questions, aren't they? With much more time to myself these days, I feel an inner pressure to use this precious time well while I'm home and working much less at my job. This is a good question. We're going to read all of it. But we want to point out just a little bit of shortage consciousness, that this time feels precious, like it won't last, like I won't have the benefit of this for long. And we want you to know that once you get the hang of tuning into who you really are, you will begin to feel how perceptual time really is. When you tune into the frequency of your inner being and you're receiving more and more of those impulses, you're going to feel much more leeway in time, not only because you'll be more efficient in the physical sense, but because you'll be more cooperative vibrationally in the vibrational sense. So you'll have better timing. You'll have better rendezvous. Things that have taken longer before will take less time. And most important, because you'll be in that flow, you'll be feeling satisfaction as you're moving along. And satisfaction yields more satisfaction, yields more satisfaction. So time shortage consciousness is something that you will be feeling less and less. I want to make progress on a business I am creating. I also want to relax and follow my bliss and allow it to be born from inspired action, as well as allowing other impulses to come. Yet I'm afraid this approach might lead to not getting anything accomplished. Well, as we were just saying, a whole lot is being accomplished in the vortex, and a whole lot is being accomplished by your relaxation, unless you're feeling guilty about relaxing, in which case you're not in the receiving mode. So our encouragement here is to make a decision in a segment in time, make a decision, and then line up with that decision. Make a decision. Make a decision to relax and enjoy something. Enjoy non-action. And then enjoy the non-action. Or make a decision to get into the receiving mode and watch the movie if there is one, and then follow through if you're feeling it. As you are having more time, but feeling inner pressure, that means that the more time is not yielding to you more alignment. Inner pressure is the way you feel when there's a vibrational tug of war going on within you, where what you desire is one thing and what you believe is another. And so, bless your guidance system and be playful and easy about it. There's no shortage of time. And we don't mean that your world will not get back to the action sort of orientation that most of you are accustomed to. It will. And many people will justify their existence then, as they always have been, through action and through earning and through sacrifice and through struggle. There's going to be plenty of that still going on. But you don't have to be one of those who feels that way. You can be one who, during this time, practiced being in the flow, and you can step back into your more normal world, more in the flow. And your more normal world can have changed dramatically because of this extra time for you to get in the flow. And so there are so many ways to look at this. Many, many ways to look at this in a way that makes you feel good when you do it. Yes? I understand that we all somehow have attracted this coronavirus situation globally. I am clear that it's somehow the path of least resistance to answering a lot of what we all have been asking for. Yes, yes, yes. I'm doing mostly a good job of focusing on all of the positive things this is already bringing to me personally and to all of us culturally. I also have been making lists of all of the positive things that I see this potentially bringing globally and culturally and personally too. That's good. Just don't try too hard. Don't try too hard to think those thoughts or create a scenario. In other words, when you know what you want and why you want it, you're almost always in the receiving mode. But when you don't know how or when or where or who, and you try to fill in those pieces rather than receive them, sometimes you can get a little tangled up in that. So take it easy on that forecasting the future, unless it's really feeling good to you when you are doing it. And in the moment that it starts feeling a little less than good, then that's the time to say, good job me, and then focus on something else. I feel really good about all of this. That's a good sign. My question is that there are lots of people not anywhere close to this place. I'm ready to meet our new normal and catch up with these new positives, and I'm eager to do so sooner rather than later. That's a little shortage consciousness too. And we are fine-tuning, yes? Which is the same thing as nitpicking, yes? We only nitpick with those of you who can take it, yes? Are those who aren't anywhere near this way of thinking delaying our positive manifestations? No. No. Not unless you're sticking your nose in their business of their manifestations. But it's not delaying your manifestations. It's not delaying your opportunity for satisfaction, or your opportunity for the receiving mode, or your opportunity to live life fully, or your opportunity to feel exhilaration. And then the question, how long before they can? Is there going to be a tipping point in which it won't matter that there are those still wrapped up in fear? Those wrapped up in fear won't be holding the rest of us up. No one can hold you up unless you give attention to what you think they're doing. And you don't really know what anyone else is doing. You could negatively speculate, or you could focus and listen to them and then respond, a sort of knee-jerk reaction. But no one can hold you up. Not one person needs to know what you are knowing for you to get into alignment and experience the exhilaration that you, as your total self, are. That should take the pressure off trying to control the world. We get it, how we've been teasing for a while in nearly every recent seminar. We've been saying, so you imagine that you are, don't spend a lot of time imagining this, this will be a quick analogy, but imagine that you are, as just described in this question, you are believing that you need things to be a certain way before you can feel good. You're living very conditionally. Something good happens, you feel good. Something bad happens, you feel bad. You're like a cork bobbing on a raging sea, sort of out of control. So imagine that you send out a social media post where you present a picture of you and you say, this is me. And you send it everywhere and everybody in the world then can see it. And you say to all of them, this is me and you might meet me. And when you do, these are the things I need from you. And then give them a list. This is what I need from you in order to keep me balanced and steady and feeling good. And you could even bribe them. Give them a good selling point. If you don't do that, I'll be really awful to you. And if you do that, then I'll be nice to you. In other words, but imagine trying to do that and accomplishing it. It's a ridiculous analogy. We acknowledge that. Or you could focus on what's going on in your vortex. You could tune into what's going on in your vortex and you could receive all of the wonderful things that are lined up for you just by you becoming a cooperative component to that and feel the difference in the efforting factor. It's so easy. Really, it is. Especially when you really want to feel good, to line up with who you really are. And it is impossible to control the conditions. And you don't need to. No one needs to. No one needs to. You don't need to control the conditions. There is a balance that happens. You've got to know that source energy is dominant. The balance of your planet is guided by those intentions. What you are individually putting into your vortex is as a result of what you've been living. In other words, you don't know as the individual that you are what is in anyone's vortex because you can't feel any contrast relative to what they're doing or thinking in relationship to what's in their vortex. You can only feel it for your own. So you don't know what others want. You sometimes think you do by what they say. But so often what they say isn't a match to what they're offering vibrationally. That's what confuses people. They're saying words that they even come to think they mean when they're offering a vibration that is very different. When you shout at your child, "Don't you know I love you?" Your child is getting a very mixed message. The word sounds like something maybe that you might think is a good idea, but the vibration that is being presented in that moment is far different from the words that are being spoken. And so don't try to figure out what anybody else wants, and don't try to examine what's in their vortex. Just know that their inner being knows, and they are being called toward it, and nothing is going wrong here. You never get it done, and you cannot get it wrong. And things are always working out, for sure. Is there any good reason in times like these to close our valves a little when feeling overwhelmed? Or should we always be opening to more? My very sensitive nervous system sometimes feels frayed. Well, that's an indication that you're trying too hard, or that you're taking in too much information at the same time. Overwhelmment, the feeling of being overwhelmed or frayed, that's a good word. When you're in that state of being, what it always means is that you are asking for more than you are allowing. And so, isn't it logical that at this time that might be happening to you, to a lot of you, that you've increased your asking because you know what you don't want, you know what you do want, you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. And in some cases, because you are by yourself and not used to it, or with people and not used to that. In other words, there are many reasons for that. But it always means trying to consider more things than you are able to comfortably focus on. Now, this gives us an opportunity to explain something to you that we've never explained to you before. Not in exactly this way. When you tune into your inner being, when you focus in a way that quiets your mind, that stops resistance, and therefore allows your vibration to rise to the frequency that is you, you become completely blended or one with your inner being, which means you then have the capacity for comprehension that your inner being has. You then have the capacity for focus that your inner being has. And we promise you, your inner being is never overwhelmed. That's really worth thinking about. Tune in to that greater capacity to know. That's what infinite intelligence is. All knowing about all things at all time. In other words, now, we're not asking you to know everything about everything that you think you're focusing on in your physical environment. We're asking you to focus into that frequency, because your specific inner being is focused with you in your now moment from this place of infinite capacity, which means all possibilities, all probabilities. It's expansive. It's expansive thought and exhilarating thought and satisfying thought, you see. So bless that guidance system that lets you know you feel frayed. It's not saying to you you're doing something wrong. It's saying to you you're asking for answers and solutions, and your inner being is all over it, and you're not up to speed with the capacity to know it now. We like co-creation at its best and taking thought beyond where it has been before. Continuing, lately I experienced great expansiveness, sometimes euphoria. We're just talking about that. But it is sometimes followed by waves of discomfort. That's because you're not accustomed quite yet to sustaining that. And we're not ever going to ask you to sustain it indefinitely while you're in your physical body. Wanting balance and more trust in my intuition. We've talked about that. So what we want you to do when you feel a little frayed is just relax. And that's right where you went. brilliant one that you are? Am I really allowed to rest deeply, to let go? Or do I need to be on for others? You can't be on for others unless you're on for you. If you're not tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you have nothing to offer. You already know that. That's why you wrote such a good question. I heard you talking about the vaccine. It really put me nervous. Nice words even to think about it. However, I believe my body has all the components to be healthy and even reject any virus or bacteria or any illness without vaccines. Tell me, what do you think about that and what should I do about it? You should follow your impulse. You should not listen to anyone, including us. If something that we say feels off-putting to you, then your perception of what we have said, we're not even saying it's your misunderstanding. Your perception of what we have said is not jiving with something within you, and moving forward under those conditions is never a good idea. Before we were having a conversation about a pandemic, sometimes people would ask about insurance. Abraham, should I get insurance? What if I don't feel that I'm ever going to need insurance? Should I get insurance? Isn't getting insurance sort of asking for the problem that insurance might solve? And we say, if the behavior or even the anticipation of the behavior puts you at ease, then for now it's the path of least resistance. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, then for now it is not the path of least resistance. Esther has insurance only that is required by law. And her path of least resistance is she likes to be a cooperative component. She doesn't like to push against anything. And she doesn't want to be in defiance of any laws or rules. And so it's good to not push against anything. It's also good to feel your way to what your greatest path of least resistance is. And ultimately, friend, your path of least resistance is tuning into who you really are and receiving the impulses moment by 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 moment. Your inner being might even guide you toward the vaccine, because your inner being knows what's in your vortex and where you stand in relationship to it. Just know that there isn't a wrong action in this if it's coming from your connection to source energy. I think I contributed to what's going on in the world right now with a different perspective. I don't think I'm afraid of the virus. Sometimes I feel bad because of the news or conversations, but I can pretty quickly and smoothly recover from that. I guess I wanted to have a break from my job so much. Maybe I added to what's happening right now with this desire. But I don't feel happy when I'm at work. I don't enjoy it even one bit. Its requirements are way too much for me. And now I really want to use my free time to calibrate to who I am in regards to my new work. So, did you contribute to this? You and billions of others. You know what's been going on your planet? And it's a good thing in many, many ways as it builds your vortex. When you calibrate to what you don't want, you calibrate in your vibrational reality to what you do want. But what most people do is not tune in. They don't tune in. They focus on a problem and then they get in their head to try to find a solution. They depend upon their behavior and their action to take care of things. And so their lives become those of so many details. Your technology is expanding and you're more intertwining with one another than ever before, and you're overwhelmed even in this thing that you think you want. In other words, Esther had been talking to us a bit not so long ago about why she was feeling some strong negative emotion that was coming more frequently, and and stronger when it came, and not as easy to release. And we said to her, and this is what we're saying to all of you, Esther, your life is getting bigger and bigger because of your interaction with what's around you. You are creating a vortex that is calling cooperative components and calling you forward. And when that is happening, if you're not in the receiving mode and you're allowing your total being to contemplate it, to receive it, to feel the inspiration of it, when instead you are returning to your action orientation, what we're saying to you is your life is too big for an action orientation. And that is planetarily what's going on. You're asking for bigger lives than your action can accomplish. And you have resorted to trying to control one another. It's like you're trying to do that thing we were teasing you about earlier, where you're trying to control the conditions. You're trying to control what's coming out of the mouths of others. You're trying to control what they think. You're trying to get everyone to think like you think. In other words, you've got yourself in kind of a bind. And the way to release yourself from it is to relax, to acknowledge who you really are, to know what you know, to put yourself in more frequent opportunities to be in the receiving mode, to make more lists of positive aspects, to go with the flow of more things that please you. And you're going to discover that, yeah, you did contribute to this. And it's not all bad that as a global consciousness, you have manifested something that's been in your vibration for a long time. Everyone who's been pushing against anything is part of the manifestation when it gets bigger. And sometimes it has to become so absurd that it gets your attention. Sometimes it has to be big enough that you do sort of give up your need to control everything because you can't. Esther really recently had a sort of a tumultuous experience herself. When Jerry made his transition into non-physical, Esther's adjustment was easy when we were flowing through her and difficult much of the time because she missed him so much. He had been so active in her experience and was present in everything she saw and most everything she thought about. And so it was easy to miss him and easy, therefore, to focus in a way that her inner being wasn't focusing and put herself in a state of grief. She got pretty tired of that. It was finally, we said to her, focus where he is, not where he was, and you'll feel much better. And that helped her a lot. But the point that we were making right now with this is that what was often causing her to get sideways or crossways or in opposition or resistance to what her inner being knows about every single thing that is important to her, she was trying to hold her reality as it was when Jerry was there in respect for him. She was trying to leave things where he had left them, and she didn't like it when someone broke something that was important to him because it was no longer important to him. She just knew that at one time it was important to him, but he had a new now that he was focused within. And so Esther realized that her upheaval was that she was trying to hold Abraham Hicks Publications in exactly the same format that it has been, even though it's very different now. There are many more of you having this conversation now. That's a wonderful thing, as opposed to, or as compared to, hundreds of you or thousands of you who are gathering together in one place. And so as Esther thought about you not being able to gather and wondered about how soon it's going to be when you can gather, she's so eager about that. We all are. But she was trying to hold to something instead of go with something that is happening now that is more even than that. In other words, all kinds of things are changing as you feel what you want to call upheaval. We don't call it upheaval. We call it rebirthing. We call it launching rockets of desire. We call it a whole new becoming, you see. And so we think it's all good. Do you? I have trouble sleeping, waking up sometimes, four times a night, with uncomfortable dreams. I try to get into the vortex before I fall asleep. Sometimes I have success and sometimes not. Even if I'm in a great mood falling asleep, I still seem to wake up with disturbing dreams. Not nightmares, just frustrating or uncomfortable dreams. Can you help me refine my process so I'm more in the allowing mode? Oh, we really like your dream reality, because your dream reality is an indicator of where your vibration really is. In other words, it's a quicker manifestation of what you've got going on vibrationally. And so, isn't it nice to know that? It's much easier in you, in terms of your manifestational process, to have a dream about something and work the bugs out of it than to be standing in the middle of something. Once things manifest, as you are discovering with this pandemic, it is sometimes harder to give your attention to the solution and easier to give yourself your attention to the problem. And so we like it that you're dreaming. We like it that you know that you are. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would encourage our dreams in this way. As we go to sleep at night, we would speak to ourselves, even out loud if you want to. I know that there is activity happening in my vortex while I dream. And I know that that activity that's happening in my vortex while I dream, in the moment that I awaken, will converge with what I really feel about it. And that in those waking moments, in those instances, in the instant moment that I am reawakening, that convergence will take place of what my inner being knows about these subjects and what I am offering a vibration about those subjects. Most people think that while that their dream is happening all night long, or for the time that it seems that they are perceiving it. In other words, sometimes you'll say, I dreamed about this all night long. No, you didn't dream about it all night long. You perceived it that way. But what really happened is, when you came back into your human consciousness, the vibration of your being about the subject of your dream converged, and then a very fast download unfolded right as you were coming back into consciousness. And so it matters that you dreamed. So if we were standing in your physical shoes as we are getting ready to go to sleep, we would say, I know that the dream is happening. And when I awaken, I want to feel the emotion of that dream. I want to feel what I was feeling in that dream. And as you do that every night before you go to sleep, each time you awaken, there is a greater probability that you will catch the tail end of that dream, and then it will unfold, and then you will feel as it unfolds what you've really got going on vibrationally. The dream state is the best way that you have of owning up to what you're really feeling and not covering it up with words. For the sake of wanting to feel better than maybe you do. We know you understood that. We know you understood that. I love hearing from Abraham, but in this crossroads in history, when we have a global lockdown, could Esther not reach out to people without charging? Yeah. Yeah. She wants that a lot. There are thousands and thousands of YouTube clips that are available, and new things are hatching now. As Esther is reading through so many wonderful questions, a fraction of what you sent is what we've discussed here today. We chose those that represented the majority, and we chose that gave us the opportunity to wedge our message in the crack. And so Esther is in conversation with her wonderful creative geniuses here at Abraham Hicks Publications, and more things are being cooked up in the vortex and getting ready to manifest. So some of them are some wonderful segments that have been taken from seminars over the last few months, and they are ready to go up onto the YouTube channel that is already existing at no charge. So they're in the process of getting that conversion ready to present to you. And Esther wants more of you to receive direct answer on these emails. So she's thinking about blogs and things where you can ask questions and Abraham can answer you directly. Esther, like so many of you, is in her slippers more these days. She has so much more time now than she did. She's not flying 2 days a week or more. And she's not living in hotel rooms as she usually does. She's at home in comfort. She's in conversation with the people that she is working with. In other words, ideas are hatching. And we are appreciating very much your question, because people are at all points of ability to attract. And Esther wants every one of them to be satisfied, if she can be inspired to anything possible to bring that about. When I'm coming out of meditation, this person says, and I feel my head nodding up and down involuntarily several times, does that mean it is a yes, 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 yes to the questions that I've been asking before meditating? It does mean that, but it also means, and this is the more important thing that it means yes, yes, yes to the most important question, the question that you're asking most often. Am I receiving clearly? Am I receiving clearly? Yes, 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 yes. Do I have the ability to receive? Yes, 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 yes. Am I a good person? Yes, yes, yes. Am I worthy? Yes, yes, yes. In other words, there is so much in your vortex that you want to know about yourself. So many things that you've been asking. Is everything going to be all right? Am I going to live happily ever after? Am I going to get the things that I've been wanting? Are things going to come to me in the way that I want them to? Am I going to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and know it? Yes, 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 yes. That's what's coming to you. Yes, 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 yes to all of that and to specific questions. You see, when you sit to meditate, what you want to remember is that the question is one vibration while the answer is another. Just like the problem and the solution are two different frequencies. So ask your question and let it be a question for meditation, not so many questions that you don't know what you're getting yes to. Ask a question. Ask a question that really matters to you. And then put some vibrational distance and time distance between your question and your receiving. Get into meditation. Feel your head nodding. And then listen for the answer that is coming. And you will get specific and direct conversation in specific and direct response to your specific question. At the end of this presentation, could Abraham please do a rampage of appreciation? That is the most delicious idea yet. We're going to speak it from your perspective. I know that my inner being exists. I know that for sure. And I know that I have a relationship with my inner being, sometimes more open, sometimes more pinched off, sometimes more allowing, sometimes more resistant. But I know that my relationship with my inner being exists. I feel exhilaration that this is a time of greater calling. And I know for sure that I am a more cooperative component to the things that I've been asking for than ever before. I love knowing that there is a vortex. I love knowing that there is a unfolding that I can't yet see or hear or smell or taste or touch with my physical senses, and yet it is real. I love knowing who I am. I love knowing who my inner being is. I love getting to know who my inner being is more. I love my inner being who is always flowing to me and who knows me intricately. I love my inner being acknowledging that I am knowing the whole of who I am. I am enjoying so much the goosebumps that are flowing over me from time to time. I'm enjoying so much the increased love and appreciation that I have for this planet. I am adoring all of the wonderful things that people around this planet are thinking to do for one another. I'm enjoying the random acts of kindness that are happening everywhere. I'm enjoying the faster momentum. I know that things are getting better. I'm appreciating the clarity that is coming forth to so many. I'm in love with this planet. I'm in love with this world. I'm in love with the participants. At this moment in time, I feel no desire whatsoever to push against anyone or anything about anything. I am in love with my life. I am glad to be in this world. There is great love here for you. There is great love here for you. There is great love here for you. And for now, for this broadcast, we are complete.